Blog Talk Radio.
I like to speak about a lot of things that are going on, you know, as an artist for many years. As a performer, I did it for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Not yet. Recently, I haven't been performing. I'm trying to get a band back together. Yeah. Well, anyway, being an artist is seriously is creativity, but it's also a form of expression. So when I express myself, I also have to communicate, because artistic expression is communication, I want to communicate through the spoken word as well, not just sing or write a song or act or whatever. I do a variety of different artistic endeavors. Well, first of all, I want to talk about politics. What was on my mind today was that report. This would be in a different show. More, I talk about this story, about the Hillary email scandal. Well, the only thing I can say is I'm not going to say much because I don't like to get into the political field. I have my own opinion, but I want to let everybody know that I'm very liberal and very open-minded. I am a strong believer of freedom and open to all people, regardless of where they come from and who they are, lifestyle, whatever. Because everybody is important. Because I do, the reason why I am, because I know that I believe literally, if you have to think theoretically, you know, everybody's unique and everybody comes from different walks and fields and whatever, you know. But off that topic, you know, I don't know what to say. Well, hopefully, when they vote in November, they vote for the candidate that has the better temperament. And I'm not telling people who to vote for, but the better temperament, the right experience, but also the person who they can really trust. Because it's really a shame that this election has two candidates, the nominees, who have stuff in their closet. You know, it's a lot of baggage. But nevertheless, I hope that most Americans, or at least most of them, really think with their gray matter who is the right person who can handle the job. You know, the person you trust that will pull the trigger when needs to be, the person you trust during a time of crisis, because the most important part of the presidency is to be the symbol of the country, and to be the comforter in chief in a time of crisis, and the ability to work with all types of people, even abroad, and to protect American interests and to grow it and help it grow, and keep America as a superpower. So I hope that if you all hear me out there, I hope you vote who you feel strongly. Just think thoroughly and vote for the person who you think has the best temperament, who's the right experience for the job. And both these candidates has a lot of baggage. Who you think you can really trust? Trust, really. We need a good temper, a president with an even temperament, who you can trust, and who has the right experience. I think having political experience is essential to the presidency because it's a very difficult position. I also think having the executive experience is essential too. But I also think that who has the right pizzazz right now between these two candidates, Hillary and Donald, one of them going to be president. I hope you vote for the right person, or we're going to be in serious trouble if we don't vote for the right person. That's all. The topic of this show is Hollywood's past. Am I missing out of it lately? I was just observing on the internet, you know, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, you know, they made it out of Hollywood. And Jim Morrison, the originator of the Sunset Strip, you know. I will say that I feel kind of missing out of it. I mean, when I came out here to Los Angeles, that was my dream to be on the Sunset Strip and make it to the top. Didn't happen that way. When I was, you know, I will say when I was younger, when I was real young, I came out here. I was in downtown LA. Then I got into Hollywood. I was a runaway. I was living on the streets. Yeah, I did all that stuff, you know. I had to evolve and find my own style, and I came to the Valley, but still, I was over there in West Hollywood, and that was my dream. I performed for years at different clubs with groups or by myself or with two people or whatever. I was in bands for years. I played three, you know, I remember I did 3 hour shows, being one of the band members singing backup or whatever, or singing my own songs. And I really feel that in some sense I didn't make it to the where I wanted to go, and that was heartbreaking for me. I was able to deal with it because, you know, as I got older, I realized that was a gamble. But the good thing is, I got all those songs out on iTunes for you to buy. So the truth is, my dream did come true in another way. People can buy my songs that I made for a recording studio. I did this for, you know, performing, you know, to over 20 years. I haven't performed lately, you know. No, not for quite a while, but it was such a joy. It was such a tough time, you know. I was looking at all the stuff I wouldn't, you know, and I love that, you know, GNR was the band that I influenced musically and artistically, but it was totally different. You know, I had to find my own style of how I wanted to approach my music. So I write totally differently and I sing differently. Deeper voice than Axl. Axl Rose is one of the greatest frontmen of all time, regardless of what the image or whatever, you know, it's, I don't care, you know. At this stage in my life, I tell it like it is, you know. I don't give a damn what people think of me, you know. It's just what they think of me saying whatever. I wanted to just say that it was just pretty interesting. The profound influence that, despite the, you know, when Jim Morrison got arrested or Axl Rose jumped in the crowd or Motley Crue, you know, it's just they have a tremendous influence. Very good bands. Those are very talented groups. It's all about being, you know, who you are, you know, because problem that I have, and I guess I have to look at my own life, is that I guess, you know, people just didn't get who I was. On the outside, I looked like a certain type. You know, I didn't have always a you know, afro or a long blonde or hair or brunette hair. I was, you would guess, I'm totally look different. I wasn't a typical looking rock and roller. At the time, I was, I would say I'm a more intellectual, in a lot of ways, but I'm more artistic in other ways. So half and half, that's the two sides of me. Reason why I got into rock and roll in the first place was because I rebelled because I wasn't accepted in my hometown and I had a very troubled existence of harassment, and I was targeted for by people and so on for no really good reason. Some of it was discrimination, and some of it was just plain cruelness. And I'd never, I my life was lacking. I was given the opportunity to be, to live and grow as a healthy kid and an adolescent. I didn't grow until I didn't have a healthy relationship. So when I look at these guys, I thought, wow, that's something else. So that was the admiration that I had to find my own way out. So I came to Los Angeles because I thought it was a place for me to find my way out. And looking at these guys, it really reminded me of the past. My past, it brought up those memories. And I don't regret anything what I did in the past. Maybe a few things, but because I had to try to find myself and stand on my own 2 feet, and I'm going to do it again. Coming out to Los Angeles all by myself in a Greyhound with a suitcase, not knowing anybody, with only $400 in cash. Well, I will do it again in 1991. I'll do it again. No, I mean, not that. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm thinking. You know, I was, I mean, I would not do it that way. I would not do what I used to, but it'd be more like, you know, wiser. But if you have to leave your hometown, if you're feeling alienated or feeling like you're not accepted or persecuted, you go and find another place to stay. And I still feel that that was the right thing to do. I don't think I would have gotten this far if I would have stayed, I felt. So Hollywood, when I look at Hollywood's past, it's the celebration of uniqueness. That was what I found in Hollywood. I was down there, and I was, you know, and then I moved around, all around LA County. But down there, I met so many different types of people, and I discovered the diversity. Yes, it was very difficult living in Hollywood. All the homelessness. I was homeless, and but I met oh many different types of people. So many. It's also torture because the dreams that me and other people had too. Because I was in Coven House. And then I was all over the place where they wanted to be a star. Oh, so many people down there wanted to be a star. Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset, you know. They wanted to be either a rock and roller, a movie star, a filmmaker. I still come across those people. They still want to be a star, and they should go for their dreams. But at the same time, because I was more aware of it before I left, came out to California about, you know, someone, thank God some people had gave me a le one guy, I won't mention his name, gave me a paper to go to Traveler's Aid. They will help me find a place. And another person told me, if you're going for your dreams, don't do anything desperate, and it's a very dangerous pair, you know. He told me a tidbit. You're taking a big step going to a big city that you don't know. You want to make it to the top, but you don't know if you're going to get there. It's a gamble, right? And I knew that it could be a gamble, so I was glad to take it. Be careful who I was with and where I'm going, even though so all that stuff was in the back of my mind when I got out here. So I was thinking, like, when I was out here, I was like, okay, I need to be careful. I'm in this large city, Hollywood, you know. But there's so many dreams and so many people that I met and so many things that I had to learn. I wish I would have just saved up more money, you know. Save up more money. So if you're coming to going to Alita, if you want to make it in New York or Hollywood, well, first of all, you have to work on your craft and save a lot of money. That's why you don't be homeless. Don't be homeless. Don't be homeless in a big city. It is terrible, you know. But the dreams, when I look at these guys, because these guys made it in Hollywood, their dreams came true. But all the thousands of group people that I saw, and even myself, you know, I observed. I didn't see any of them make it, but I hope they, all their dreams do happen in one way or the other. Maybe they have. You know, it's just really interesting. The diversity, the uniqueness, but also the dog eat dog world of living out that over, you know, the Sunset Strip and trying to make it to the top. The starving, I was a starving artist for many years. It was very painful, but gonna get to the top. Gonna try and got to the record labels. They didn't want me. I written a song about unique about it. You know, it's just. It was heartbreaking, but I did get on my songs on iTunes, so that was great. Finally, yeah, doesn't matter what anything happens, because we got my songs are out there for people to buy, so that's good enough. So in a sense, my dreams came true, in the way they did, and I feel good for that. Well, the thing is that I had to evolve and try to be myself. You know, like a lot of these people, I had a very difficult life. And when I look at the Doors and I look at the Guns N' Roses and you might look the chaos that was on stage of these groups, you know, whatever, how great they were, it's just that it's part of, you know, it's a very difficult life to try to be a rock star. It's a very difficult life trying to become one. And then I realized later, as I live out here for a long time, it's a very difficult life. Once you get somewhere in the business, you have to start right over again. So it was really, I saw the star, and the wannabes. Then I saw the ones who were in the business and how hard it was to just stay on top. And the ones who got that big hit or that big commercial, then they had to start all over again. And they used to go back to obscurity. So it's really hard. But if you're an artist and and you really enjoy it, and you really want to come to Hollywood and or New York City, because those are the big places, or London, or Paris, or whatever, you know, Chicago, whatever, wherever you want to go. Make sure you save up enough money and go for it if you feel persecuted. But when I look at the Hollywood Pass, you know, because it was pretty interesting, you know, what has happened. Because the dreams can come true if you start at it and you go for it. It's a positive thing, right? You can get further than where you started. And try to have something to fall back on, you know, education or, but never stop creating. Yeah, I missed out on a lot of it. I felt that I didn't have this or that. I had a hard life, a troubled life, but I do have my artistic creativity to help me keep me going. And no matter what happens, I'll continue to create. Hopefully, if you're an artist who wants to be a singer, a songwriter, or an actor, kind of go to Hollywood, yeah. Save enough money, though, you know, make sure, I don't know, save 20, I mean, save thousands of dollars, work for it, you know, before you come out here, just wait, because you don't want to live on the streets. You can do it, and your dreams can come true. But it's hard to be a rock star, you know, the untimely deaths and stuff. But if you love your art and you really love what you're doing, it's all worth it. Just be aware of the pros and cons, and no matter if you get there or not, you love your art. So when I look at my Hollywood past, it reminds me that the inspiration comes from the influences, but it stops there for me because it goes from influence to develop my own style, my own hard work to making my own material to becoming me. We all have our influences. That's what it reminds me of. The chaos and all the other stuff, yes, I will, you know, positivity, positive situations, positive consequences is important, not to get involved in anything negative. But if you're on your way struggling, don't do desperate things. You know, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. I did, I guess, you know, I worked in the 90s doing things to pay for demos, and good thing I didn't have to, you know, do something like sell my body or something like that. But that has happened. I've seen people do that. It's not worth it. It's dangerous. But Hollywood passed, but I do miss out on the rock and rolling. But I will always get back and have a sense of what I did while I was on stage for many years, and I was how it's, it will always be a part of me, and I know I can create, but no negativity, no desperate things. Be safe, think wisely, and create.